I'm Sean Crawford for Illinois Edition. The Student Arts and Research Symposium at UIS is this Thursday and Friday. It's a chance for students to showcase research work or arts projects, and truly it's an event that gets to the heart of what the university is all about. Today we're happy to have three students whose work will be on display this week. We have Elena Beard, a freshman at UIS, also Eric O'Connor, a senior, and Brianna Werner, a senior as well. And Elena, let's start with you. Give us an idea of what you're working on and what will be shown at the research symposium.
The title of my presentation is Female Reform in the Novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, and I'm going to be talking about how Harriet Beecher Stowe was using this abolitionist text that she was writing to kind of speak specifically to white women of the time period, and it's really a revolutionary idea that she had going in the novel that most people don't recognize.
How did you get interested in that topic? Certainly that's a well-known piece of literature, but how did this come to you?
Well, my freshman seminar that I was taking was specifically on Uncle Tom's Cabin, and we kind of got to talking about Stowe's audience, and it really interested me that she was speaking specifically to women when men were the ones specifically in charge of politics during the time.
Let me move on. Brianna Werner is a senior at UIS. And you're going to be talking about the title of your research, Veteran and Non-Veteran College Student Perceptions and Experiences. Give us some background on what that is.
Sure. There has been little literature on the interactions of veteran and non-veteran students, and veteran students are kind of becoming known as a minority group on campuses, but becoming more prevalent on campuses because of things like the GI Bill. So I just wanted to explore the interactions of veterans and non-veteran students in the campus setting.
So you talked to both, I guess, here on campus a little bit about that. What were the veterans pretty open about what they were experiencing?
Yeah, they were absolutely open. They were both actually open, both students, both non-veteran and veteran students. The veteran students were very quick to identify campus resources that are lacking and to compare their experiences at their current university with things that happen at their community college.
Give us an idea maybe some of the things they did say were lacking here at UIS.
Sure. A lot of students cited needing a student veterans group. There's one being started, but when I held the focus groups, it was on very shaky ground. Other students cited needing specific resources with financial aid and just having other students who went through the same experiences before them with the GI Bill, family problems, things like that.
Also with us is Eric O'Connor, a senior at UIS. And Eric, you're going to be talking about something that started as a class project, I understand.
Yeah, I was in a class with Dr. Megan Cass, who started. The classroom was focused on publishing and just publishing media, publishing mostly literary journals and stuff like that. So one of the group projects was that we each had to come up with our own individual new literary journal. And so ours is called Uproot, and it sort of has taken off. We've come up with one issue already, and we'll be coming out with our second issue sometime next month.
Now, the way I understood this, that started with a pretty simple question, and that was, why would you move here? That was the question that was being asked. What were some of the responses you got from that?
We were sort of interested in why people moved to Illinois, mostly Springfield, Central Illinois area, why people moved away from this town or space, because it seems to be growing in size. So we got a lot of different responses, some talking about how the landscape is really barren, other poems about there's quite a big range of poems. It's hard to really talk about all of them at once.
Is this something you want to keep doing once you get out of school? You want to see maybe this continue to be published in some way?
Yeah, right now we don't really have very much funding, so we're mostly doing online poetry. We've gotten our first issue got quite a big response writer-wise. Yeah, we have quite a few well-known poets in the first edition, as well as quite a few poets that have hardly even been published. So it was a pretty even mix.
They can find this online. What's the web address?
The website is uprootmag.com.
We are talking with three students from UIS who will all be part of the Student Arts and Research Symposium at UIS this Thursday and Friday. Elena Beard, Eric O'Connor, and Brianna Werner are with us. Elena, you're a freshman, so I assume this is the first time you've been involved with this symposium. But for the other two of you, both seniors, have you done this before?
Yeah, this will be my second year.
And what was the response you got from this last year?
Last year, I did a presentation on the work I'd been doing with Dr. Frances Shen as her research assistant, and it was extremely positive. It's an extremely supportive environment, both from faculty and other students. Students come and do class projects at the STAR Symposium. They'll take pictures with you, take pictures of your posters. It's just an extremely supportive academic environment that you normally wouldn't see at this level.
And Eric, did you get to participate last time?
Yeah, I participated last year. But I didn't present a journal or a magazine. I read one of my short stories.
Both of you, I would think, then feel that it's important to have an event like this where you can share what you've been working on with other people, maybe get other people excited about some of the same things that excite you.
Yeah, absolutely. After STARS last year, I went on to present at a regional conference and two national conferences, and those can be kind of intimidating. So starting out at STARS with faculty, staff, and other students that you know just kind of gives you that confidence boost that you otherwise might not have.
Well, the fact that I'll go back to what Eric was talking about earlier, that question about why would you move here. How many of you are from Springfield or this area, per se? How many did you come from another area to come to UIS?
I'm from here in town in Springfield.
I'm from Springfield.
I live between St. Louis and Springfield, so I live about an hour away.
So not too far away. And Elena, you being a freshman, you know, what was the appeal of UIS? Because certainly you probably looked at other schools as well.
Definitely. I'm a commuter student, and I could have gone to other schools, but I really like it here because I'm at home, I'm around my family, but I'm also getting a good experience beyond community college here at UIS.
And what's your major?
I'm an English major.
English major. And of course, you're going to be focusing on Uncle Tom's Cabin and that book and that part that you want to bring out the feminine social reform. Does UIS have those type of programs that really appeal to you, and you know, to be able to discuss this type of issue?
Yes, definitely. They have a good women and gender studies program and a good English program. But being a freshman, I haven't really gotten into that too much. But I know that those opportunities are there for me in the future.
We've been speaking with Elena Beard, Eric O'Connor, and Brianna Warner, three UIS students whose work will be part of the Student Arts and Research Symposium Thursday and Friday on the campus. You can find out more details at our website, wuis.org. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.